The Fairmont in Vancouver has gone a bit green, in a good way. As well as expanding their garden and adding beehives, Director of Housekeeping Graham Evans has also looked at some more traditional areas.
For instance, in our laundry facility, we changed over our chemical formulation. That saves 76,000 gallons of hot water. It saves hundreds of hours of electricity. We've just generally changed over our toilet paper to a larger roll. We've put that in, and that means that there's less core being wasted because they last longer. As a matter of fact, our toilet paper that is left over gets donated to the local halfway houses and churches so that they don't have to purchase it. So nothing goes to waste. Even our soaps are reclaimed, our bottles are reclaimed. The food waste that comes through gets separated, goes out to be reclaimed and turned into topsoil eventually.
Let's talk about those lovely little toiletries that you get in hotel rooms. I have to say, I love them. I'm always very excited when I see them, but I of course feel that they must be environmentally very unfriendly. So let's talk about the life cycle. What actually happens?
Well, the life cycle is when they arrive here, of course, they go up to the room, and when they get utilized, what we do when you leave, if you've left items behind, is we bring them downstairs. And again, the soaps and the lotions go out to local areas to be utilized, and then the plastic is turned in and recycled. Generally, it turns into the fleeces that you wear later on and paid substantially money for.
And what about things like bedding and pillows and those things? They must have a finite amount of life in a hotel.
Absolutely. I think we've just about pioneered a pillow reclamation. We've partnered with somebody, and what they do is they wash the pillows, they take the feathers out, they sanitize them, and they restuff our pillows so that our pillows don't go into landfills. They get redone. Our sheets go out and goes into thread reclamation, so all of our sheets become sheets and other items later on in their life. So we reduce the amount that we put out into landfills.
And what sort of things have you done within the infrastructure of the hotel in order to try and reduce your energy consumption?
Well, Max Hugh, the chief engineer here, has an amazing network of things that he's done. All of our lights are low wattage so that they don't consume energy. And he's taken all of the heat pipes and he's wrapped other pipes around them to recapture that energy so it's not lost. Our swimming pool is a saline solution. We take salt and we turn it into chlorine gas, so it's a very low emission, very power smart style of pool. And our windows originally came with a tinting. Now that tinting helps to reflect heat, which means we get to reduce the cooling within the rooms themselves.
These are all things that the hotel's doing, and obviously that's a really good step forward. But nevertheless, you have hundreds of guests come through your doors. I guess some of them are not going to be quite so green. So how can you encourage them to perhaps green themselves while they're here?
Well, we do have cards in the rooms that talk about greening. There is information in every room about our green ecoship partnerships. One of the things that we're working towards is to create a green site when you log in to the internet that will allow you to understand the things that you can do to make your stay greener, to have less of an impact on the environment. It's really about education and allowing people the options. We also, for our conference services, we have a green program where if you want a green meeting, we can produce a greeting that literally has no impact on the environment. It's as green as you want it to be.
And how much do you find that guests do take you up on your green options?
Well, it's funny. We have probably about 20 to 30% of our guests that go with our green options for not changing sheets. I'd say just about all the guests use the recycling bins. So it's a partnership. And as we get better at this, as we get better at delivering the message and people become more educated, we're going to step it up and make sure that we're leading the trend.
So what do you see as your next big green project?
Well, my next big green project would probably change the pool that we have to a saltwater pool from a freshwater pool. And I think the other one would be to look for coreless toilet paper. So we, once again, reducing the wastage that's in the toilet paper itself. And potentially taking a look at bottled water and seeing how we can slowly reduce the number of plastic bottles. Even though they go out to be recycled, I'd still rather find ways to reduce those.
And finally then, in your kitchen, to the kinds of foods that you're cooking, obviously Canada's quite a big meat-eating country. Are you kind of reducing those kind of things as well?
We produce what guests certainly want. We offer a variety of vegetarian fares. We partner with the aquarium here to produce ocean-wise cuisine. These are sustainable harvest fish and items of that nature. Our portion sizes follow the Canadian Food Guide, so this isn't a place where you'll find a 72-ounce steak, but you will find some of the most amazing fare you ever had, including our signature honey menu that has items that are made from the honey that's produced in the hotel.
That's Graham Evans from the Fairmont Hotel in Vancouver, Canada. For more information, visit fairmont.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.